Chapter 1, Section 2. Renaissance Men, First in Italy and Later in Northern Europe. Dante Alighieri, 1265 to 1321, the father of modern poetry. As the usual start date for the Renaissance is 1300, Dante is often viewed as a transition figure between the Middle Ages and the birth of the modern in the Renaissance. A poet and philosopher, Dante wrote an epic poem of 100 chapters, or cantos, now called the Divine Comedy. Despite its title, the book is not particularly comic. It describes a vision of Dante's journey through hell, inferno in Italian, and then upwards into purgatory and finally ascending into heaven. Dante is guided by the ancient poet Virgil, and meets a lot of famous classical and biblical figures, in addition to his own contemporaries on his journey. Contemporaries. C-O-N-T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-I-E-S. Contemporaries. Dante puts his enemies in hell and his heroes in purgatory or heaven. The work, therefore, certainly has a Dark Ages theme, how to live a good life so that one can avoid hell and enter heaven. However, the way in which it was written makes it modern. As most scholars and writers all over Europe were associated with the church, the best language to write in was Latin, the language of the church. Dante is the first Westerner in a long time to write an epic poem in the language of the people. This language of the street and the common people for any society is called its vernacular. V-E-R-N-A-C-U-L-A-R. Vernacular. By writing in the vernacular, Dante stressed that his writing was for everyone, not just for the scholars. Dante's work, therefore, changed the audience of literature and led eventually to increased literacy and learning for all society.